Australians who have begun building their family homes endure a long wait ahead. New build homeowners have been left frustrated by the industry crisis that has blown out construction times by months. As a result of the pandemic, global supply chain disruptions have triggered material and tradie shortages. New build homeowner Peter Chester says a lack of communication has only made the situation worse.
They've been doing absolutely nothing. They've been lying to us and telling us it's going to be finished next week, next week, next week, and it's been a year and it's still not finished. They could have been communicated a lot better with us to let us know rather than just lie to us and tell us it's going to be finished when it's not.
Peter says her frustration is a result of more than just waiting an excessive amount of time.
We've been renting and we've moved quite a few times because during school holidays and the Gold Coast Marathon, the rents went up excessively and we couldn't afford to stay there. So we've had to stay at people's houses during those times and then we go back to rentals in hotels. We've got five people in the family and trying to find accommodation has been very, very costly for the family and very difficult for all of us. I would have liked them to tell us from the start how long it was actually going to take. We would have rented for a year, not 6 months like they told us, and then had to try and find new rentals. It just seems lack of organisation on the builder's behalf.
Construction site manager Adam Richards says all components of building is currently being interrupted.
When it comes to building a house, there's a few factors that are involved in that. Okay, one is supply, so obviously supply materials. The other is labour, and one of the other major things is the permit system. Obviously getting your draftsmen to draw up plans, you have to go through engineers, and at the end of the day, everything has to go to council. So in relation to the pandemic at the moment, obviously there's been a massive shortage of materials. The majority of materials that we use in building come from overseas. So we import, not us as builders, but the people we buy it off or the manufacturers. Are really struggling on that side of things. And as a builder, you know, we're stuck in a position that if we literally can't get supply materials, we can't build a house, which is obviously very frustrating for the owners.
Adam says the issue goes far beyond material shortages and the building company's organisational skills.
During COVID, obviously there was no works being done. And then essentially when we came out of COVID, there was just a massive amount of work that needed to be done, and there's simply no one out there. I don't think this is a company issue. We're supported by our company. Labour in Australia, generally, we have a massive problem with. There's just not enough skilled people to do the work that's required. There's a lack of training with regard to apprenticeships, you know, the pathways for apprenticeships and TAFE colleges and trade schools and all that are now very limited. Not a lot of kids are doing trades. The incentives are just not there. So the flow-on effect is, you know, we have a massive shortage of tradespeople in this country. That combined with a massive surge in demand, it's just a huge storm. You know, we need more tradespeople, and that's the reality of it. But unfortunately, with COVID, it's just amplified the situation significantly. I think it's more a government issue, you know, training of staff and, you know, allowing us to be able to employ people. We're screaming to employ people, but there's no one out there. Until those things get addressed, I'm not too sure what more our company can do with regard to, you know, international imports and lack of tradespeople and lack of skilled staff. That's unfortunately something that the company can't control. To me, it's really above and beyond the company, to be honest.
Let's hope the construction industry is able to weather this storm the best that they can.